stuff. All right, here we go. And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. This is episode 233, Spotlight on Image Comics, Paper Dolls, number
or
one.
Or Paper Girls.
Is it what? Paper Girls?
Yeah.
Paper Girls.
Damn, I suck. Yeah, it is Paper Girls. There it is right there.
That's sexist. Yes, listen to you, Paper Dolls.
Totally wow. Different podcast. It's Paper Girls, everybody. Let me change that. And yeah, I know. I suck.
Paper Dolls. I think that was a TV show.
Yes, it also was. That's probably what I was thinking of.
Oh, I
yeah,
bet
of course.
It seems like I watched that when I was a kid. Anyway.
Really?
Well, you know, we only had one TV back in the day, and if something was on it, I watched whatever was on it. I didn't, you know. There was no other option. We didn't have intranets back then.
You're like, that's cruel and unusual punishment. Yeah. I don't think that was a great show.
I don't remember it.
Well, ironically, the fact that back then you had nothing else to watch, that's where this book is based, time-wise.
Really?
Yes.
The 80s.
Well, all right then. Let's get on it.
The 80s.
Uh-huh.
The 1980s, not the 1880s or the 2080s, but the 1980s.
Oh, wow. That's in my wheelhouse then.
You know, the age of Bowie, the age of Oingo Boingo, the age of Joan Jett.
And Cyndi Lauper, and Billy Joel, and Boy George, and Culture Club, and Duran Duran, and The Police, and The Eurythmics.
Okay, I got you.
I've been out-80'd.
And Tracy Ullman.
Tracy Ullman.
Oh.
I know how you love Tracy.
Do you know what I found?
What
solid gold appearance on YouTube. The one
get out.
I fell in love with. That was the only episode of Solid Gold I ever watched. I just happened to turn it on. There she was. I thought she was in like a pink Playboy bunny suit. She wasn't. She was just in a pink bathing suit with like a big bow in her hair, but it looked like bunny ears.
Oh, wow.
What was she singing?
She was singing her classic hit, They Don't Know.
I see.
Ah.
Wait a minute. Tracy Ullman? That's not the comedian, is it?
Yes, it is. She's very talented. She's a comedian. She's a singer. She's an actress. She's beautiful.
Well, I knew she was an actress. I just didn't know
she's the whole package.
Have you not seen that crappy Mamma Mia movie?
Stop that. She's not in that movie.
Dear God,
yes, she
no.
Is.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yes, she is in Mamma Mia.
What?
She plays,
no, she's not.
She plays one of the friends.
Get out of here!
No,
yeah,
she doesn't.
She would have known that. Oh,
Tracy Ullman.
All right. Well,
I sat through that piece of garbage. So I believe me. I know.
No, I've watched it. I've watched it like a million times.
She was also in Into the Woods with her good
I
friend.
Yes, I didn't see that one. How? What? No, you Google that. You Google that right now. I don't believe you.
IMDb it. She and Christine Baranski were her buddies.
Mamma Mia, 2008,
not
right?
Not Tracy Ullman. Christine Baranski, yes. Not Tracy Ullman.
You're about to lose this bet, my friend.
I am not losing this bet.
All right, hold on. Tracy Ullman. Maybe if I looked up her, that would help.
Oops, I guess I
she's not in that
spell.
Movie. She's not the friend. Oh, for goodness sake. She's not
she
the friend.
She is one of the friends. She's one of the friends. One of her two little sidekicks.
Let's see. Boy, this has gone in a weird direction here. She was in How I Met Your Mother, State of the Union TV series.
Yeah.
Mumbai Calling, telephone voice.
Oh, my God, you're right. It was Julie Walters. Jesus.
She was on Ally McBeal. You
okay,
were so sure, weren't you?
I lose that bet.
I remember watching her show in the 80s and 90s. She was pretty funny.
That was my favorite show ever.
She's on a show called Girls on Top. I'm going to have to check that out.
That was before the Tracy Ullman show. That was in Britain.
85, 86. So she was not in that then.
In Mamma Mia. My bad. I would have bet my children on that.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I've got plenty
more
of children.
Kids hanging around this house.
I don't
want you would have. And they would have gotten free health care and everything. So.
Wait, maybe I should say. No, just kidding.
It was a sucker bet.
Sucker bet. Well, all right.
Paper Girls, not Paper Dolls.
Not Paper. That's how we got there.
Yeah. Okay. Now that we're all back to circle.
It's anyway. It's set in the '80s. It's the whole. It's Brian K. Vaughan's revisit to his childhood in a way. I think
it's kind of. He can't be old enough to have been in the '80s, though.
Is he? Was he Brian a teenage girl?
I don't know.
I feel like he's younger than we are. I think, isn't he?
Oh hell, I don't know. All right, looking it up right now.
Wikipedia that mofo.
Well, I already have the comic book DB thing up here. Oh, he's date of birth, 1976. So, yeah, he's
mm-hmm. So he lived through the 80s the way I lived through the 70s in that
right.
You were there, but you didn't really absorb it because...
Damn, he's writing a lot of crap.
Anyway, no, you're right.
Including he probably knows something of the 80s. Title called 100% Max, Tomos Unikos.
Mm-hmm.
That's on top of the list here. Damn, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's a writer.
Of course,
he's a good one.
The thing he's best known for, of course, is Why the Last Man, and also being a staff writer on Lost.
Yes. one of the reasons I kept watching it because I knew there was a comic book writer in there.
And then
there were a couple.
I need to watch that again.
And also, he's working, still doing Saga.
Yes, Saga. I knew he was doing that. I remember that now. That one just didn't click with me. I usually like his stuff, but that didn't. All right, are we going to do this now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, because we're 10 minutes in, and I don't even know what planet we're on.
And I've already been proven wrong once, so come on, let's shoot for two or three more times.
I know my Tracy Ullman, believe me.
Yeah, that's...
I believe you now.
I do now, yeah. All right.
I have her calendar.
Oh, wow, that is devotion, dude.
Is it like Calendar Girl's calendar, or is it...
It's awesome.
Okay. What year is it?
It's just awesome. 85.
1985.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
we are in your wheelhouse. Actually, you should read this then.
it doesn't matter to me.
We'll all just dive in here.
All right.
It starts off weird.
Yeah, I'm seeing a flashback here. And I assume the guy in the wings and the spacesuit is some kind of reference to 80s that I'm missing.
I don't know what that is.
It's a NASA spacesuit, but anyway, go on.
Oh, Krista McAuliffe. Yeah.
Oh, duh. Of course. Okay.
I remember that.
All right, go for it.
Huh. All right, here.
Hold on. I got a quick Krista McAuliffe story. She was only on the space shuttle because Big Bird wasn't.
What?
The guy who plays Big Bird was supposed to have been on the Challenger, and he was going through the training. But then they realized they would not be able to fit the suit on there, so they pulled him from the program.
The Big Bird suit?
Yes.
He was going to go up in the Big Bird suit?
He was. They were going to send him up there, then he was going to put it on up there. But it was, I assume. But they decided against it because it was going to be too bulky, and he was pulled from the program, and Krista McAuliffe was then sent. Because they wanted to do something that would grab the attention of kids. Kids were starting to get bored with the space shuttle program.
Well, blowing it up certainly did.
So
that kind of blew it. Wow, can you imagine? Can you imagine if Big Bird had blown up?
Well, that wouldn't have been a big... Yeah, that would have been a hell of a lot more traumatic than a teacher. That's for sure.
Wow. So, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we're going way on tangent, but there's a documentary that you can see on Amazon Prime called, I think it's called I Am Big Bird. I think that was the name of it. And that's one of the stories. It's about the guy, Carol Spiney, who's been Big Bird. Also Oscar the Grouch.
Also Oscar. Can you imagine Sesame Street would have lost, like, two of its main cast members?
Yeah, one of the almost original. I think he was in there from almost the beginning.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Man, that's wild, man.
That's like a whole alternate universe right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Alright, so back. Sorry.
Back to Paper Girls. Alright, so we got the main character who's having some sort of dream, I think. She's holding an apple and she's wearing her bathing suit and she's on the moon.
Looks like it.
Yes, her name is Erin and she's got. Yeah. She's on the moon and she's visited by Krista McAuliffe, the astronaut who blows up on the Challenger.
The teacher astronaut, yes.
Yeah. And she's telling Erin that everyone is here. Welcome to heaven. Everyone from the Challenger's here. Your grandma's here. Your fish is not. Sorry about that. And then Krista says the Russians got her fish. They got almost everybody. And Erin asks, where's my sister? And Krista McAuliffe said,
Stop. You dropped.
Oh, no.
Caleb dropped, and it also did the recording, too, so.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem.
Back. Are we recording?
Yeah. Well, yeah, when he dropped, it went off, but I think it's back on now. Mm. Let me see. Let me double check. Uno momento, senor.
How ironic on the page that the Challenger explodes.
Top again, but all right, let's continue. Where were we?
All righty, so she's having this dream sequence, and she learns that everyone.
Wait a minute. Okay, all right, we're back. We had some technical difficulties. Oh. Okay, Murray, go.
All righty, so she's having this dream sequence. Everyone she loves is in heaven, except for her poor old sister, I guess, who is in hell. And then we get like a demony, devilly thing, and she can save her sister if she answers the riddle, but of course she doesn't answer the riddle. And she just gets angry. And
she swears.
She swears. Yes.
She drops an F-bomb.
She drops the F-bomb. Her sister gets stabbed through the cheeks.
Okay.
Wow. Krista, the astronaut, tells her, never eat from the tree of knowledge. And then she wakes up. But her sister is totally fine, sleeping on the bunk bed beneath her. So nobody's dead. Nobody's gone. It was just a weird dream. That will be important later on, I'm
sure.
Monster
Squad picture in the background. That's awesome.
Yes.
Little Frank Savage action there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All righty. So then she's getting up because it is time to deliver the papers, and the Cleveland Preserver is dropped off in front of her house. She's got a Far Side cartoon. November 1st, 1988.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Look at that wad of cash in her drawer there.
Yo, several wads of cash. What the hell?
Well, paper girling, it pays a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're probably, yeah, that's true. Paper girl, gotcha.
Yeah, you get paid by the.
Yeah, okay.
Paid by the paper or whatever, so.
Well, I'm already intrigued in this, so.
Yeah, she grabs her knife, her switchblade. And then she cuts open the... Whoa, she uses the switchblade thing to cut open the thing? The little plastic wrap that goes around the... What a wimp. You can just peel those things open.
And then cut yourself. You always cut yourself when you do that.
Yep.
Jiminy crickets. Anyway, it's 4 in the morning. Almost 5. 4:40. She's getting the papers all bundled. She throws them in her big paper sack. I don't know what you call that thing. Paper bag?
The year on the paper. It's 1988.
Yes.
1988. Mm-hmm. The Iran-Iraq peace talks are not going well. And out she goes on her bike in the middle of the night. Well, not the middle of the night, but, you know. Early in the morning.
Yeah.
And we see, like, a shooting star in the sky, which, you know, looks just, you know, like a nice little nighttime scene, but it's not. We'll get there.
All right, then.
So she's delivering papers, and there are still kids out trick-or-treating at 5 in the morning. Where are these kids' parents, for goodness sake? Holy smokies.
Drunk in somebody's house, probably.
I guess. Holy moly. Anyway, she comes.
We're allowed to stay out until crack of ass.
I guess so.
Well, I never was, but.
Well, this is Cleveland. They live differently there.
That's right. All those Catholics.
Since 88, I was what? Oh, maybe I would have been. I was almost 18 at the time.
Yeah.
God, that's a long time ago. Damn.
So the punks, they're teenagers. They start hassling her. The one guy who's dressed up as Freddy Krueger says, "You skipped my house. I want one of those papers." She's like, "What's your family's address?" And he's like, "None of your business. You're not a Stony Middle chick, are you?" Which I guess is the school. And no, she's a good Catholic because she goes to St. Nick's.
What'd I say? Catholics.
There you go. I had no idea.
Cleveland and Catholics. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So they start surrounding her. They're going to bully her or whatever. She's only 12, the poor thing. Mm-hmm. 12 and she's out at 5 in the morning. Wow. Anyway, he really wants his paper. He's determined to be like a well-read thug. Anyway, before they can get too far, the rest of the paper girl brigade comes zooming into the rescue.
All of a sudden, I got the Goonies theme in my head.
Well, good not enough. Without good reason.
For me. Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. They come zooming in, and it's paper girls to the rescue. She's got a mouth on her.
Ooh. Yeah, I know.
Goodness. I don't
perhaps
know.
The her. Other F-bomb.
Yes, she's dropping F-bombs all over the place. Anyway, she threatens him, tells the punk that she's going to tell his dad that he's out past curfew harassing little girls. And he says he'll kick the shit out of her for being a rat. And she just stares him down, and he's like, whatever, and off he goes with his gang.
Coward.
How is it for them to be out delivering papers, and one has to carry a switchblade, and another one's carrying a hockey stick for protection?
Okay, now, just back up a little bit. That didn't look like a switchblade to me. It looked like a normal pocket knife. I carried one at that age, so.
Okie dokie. Okay. Just a regular pocket blade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Nothing fancy. Like nothing a, fancy. In fact, it looked like an old timer brand.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm a knife aficionado, dude.
Alrighty. Alrighty.
All right then. Let's move on.
Oh, and here we get a little bit of social commentary. So, the paper girl that drove up and
called him the
threatened
F-word.
The guy. Yeah, she's dropping F-bombs and saying, "You heard me, AIDS patient, get lost." So, you know, she's not the most socially aware. But Aaron, our main character here, is like, you shouldn't call anyone the other F-word. And anybody can get AIDS, not just gays. There you go. There's our social commentary for the issue.
And she's we very have self-aware. Our soapbox moments. Yes.
That's right. And the redhead is like, "You're welcome. I saved you, you know." Anyway, her name is Mac. The rest of the paper girls are like, "Don't mind her." And the other girl is like, "Yeah, she just knows how to talk to their kind. You know, herbs." I'm sure that's an 80s reference that I'm missing.
I am too. I'm racking my brain right now.
Over my head.
Herbs. We called people Eddies, but I'm not sure if Herbs is like...
Herb was...
Eddie?
Was WKRP in Cincinnati still going on then? Herb Tarlick?
Not by 88, no.
No, you're right. Very, very good. You're right. Okay.
I'm not sure. Anyway, right. I don't know. Some reference that missed me. Alrighty.
No, you're
so
right.
They're getting to know each other. Your Mac is in Mackenzie, she says, and the redhead is like, "So what?" And Aaron is like, "You're the first. You're the first paper boy around here who wasn't a boy." And her friend is like, "I was the first altar girl long before Mac took over her brother's route." Yeah, Tiffany's like the Amelia Earhart of crap that doesn't matter. So we've got Tiffany, we've got Mac, we've got Aaron, and we've got long-haired girl with no name yet. So they're all private postal girl deliveries. They all go to private school. Yeah. So one goes to St. Pete's. KJ, yeah, there we go. Goes to Buttonwood Academy with the rest of the heathens.
She's Jewish.
Jewish, yes. And Mac is like, "You rich girls all want to compare report cards all night, or can we get back to business?" And Aaron realizes that the three of them deliver their papers together. And they say, yeah, just for this area, because there's so many crazies still out. Or just for this night, I guess.
Yeah, All Saints Eve is what...
Halloween.
That's Halloween.
Yeah, we met last Halloween, decided to team up. You can totally join us, too, if you want. Nah, it'll take too long, says Mac, for all four of us to do the entire development together. We'll split up into two groups. New kid can ride with me, she says as she lights up her cigarette. Oh, she's a toughie.
Mm-hmm. I like this kid.
Smokes and bites.
I know. My name is Aaron. Tiff, can we borrow one of your walkie-talkies? And Tiffany's like, this isn't a walkie-talkie. It's a realistic TRC T18CB with Channel 14 crystals.
Radio Shack!
Each one cost me $49.99, not counting tax or batteries. So if you lose it, you're hauling your butt back to Radio Shack for a... And then there's this big explosion. A crack-oom. Mm-hmm.
Yes! Take a drink. I was thirsty anyway.
And they're all like, oh, man, forecast didn't say anything about the rain. Like our paper ever gets the weather right. Let's just get this over with. We'll meet back here at dawn. Keep up, new kid. So they all start biking off, and we see three mysterious figures in dark shrouds walking
through. Hey, Chris, don't those look like the Weird?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of do. Except we get to close up on one of their eyes, and their eyeball is all, like, weird. It's got, a weird iris thing going on. And their skin looks all scabby and wrinkly.
Mm, yummy.
So clearly, there's something mysterious. Let me see. We drive past a smashed pumpkin. And Mac is an okay kid now. She's like, you want to bum a camel? You just ask. A cigarette? No way. I mean, no thanks. My grandmother died of lung cancer.
That's sensible.
Yeah. So they're doing, you know, like Paper Girl talk. And she explains the Paper Girl rules. One of the houses stiffed her last time she came to collect, so he'd make it up to me next month as if. And so she doesn't deliver to him anymore. And Aaron's like, he's still in your subscription book, right? Aren't we supposed to keep delivering until they cancel? And she says, our roots, our rules. I'm sick of shaking down deadbeats. Either pay us on time or get your stupid sports page somewhere else. And she flicks her cigarette off into the distance.
And jeez, Aaron, cool. I like her.
I know. Well, you and Aaron. She's like, ooh, cool. And Aaron says, you know what would be cool right now? Still being asleep right now.
No shit.
And Aaron's like, well, I'm glad you're out here. You opened a door for lots of us. She's a real, feminist icon, this Mac.
Yeah,
breaking
she is.
Down the glass Gloria barrier Steinem. Everywhere. Yeah.
I like it.
Gloria Steinem of the Huffy set.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And Mac is like, who cares? Like it matters. We're the last of a dying breed anyway. Ooh, they knew in the 80s that newspapers were going the way of the dinosaurs already? They knew that?
Well, they're still here, barely.
Well, yeah, but in mm-hmm. the 80s, I thought they were still big.
There was already AOL dial-up at that point, so...
Yep, I know. I was using it.
In the 80s? Really?
You've got...
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. No. Yeah, yeah, no, it was a couple years after that. What time frame this was, I bought my own computer finally.
Yeah.
Wow. 88,
I would say, I was an AOL. Yeah, anyhow, sorry, but yeah.
It was CompuServe and Prodigy first, and then finally AOL.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, I forgot about CompuServe.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was on all of them and stayed with AOL. That's where I met my ex-wife was on AOL.
You were going to say your ex-nightmare.
No.
No, you weren't, of course.
No, I'm just reading between the lines. Okay.
No. I didn't call her the dark one this time, but, you know, that is when I met her.
Alrighty.
Those are my 20s. Anyway, go ahead.
So Mac is saying there's no future in newspapers. We pretty much used up all the trees on the planet. So in a few years, everyone's just going to get their news off the TV. And Aaron's like, whoa. What, the Today Show?
Brian Gumbel.
Mom, I know, she likes Jane Pauley, but she thinks Brian Gumbel is a... And then someone shouts at them, and Aaron is like, shit. And we turn the page, and it's the police officers.
It's the Pokey.
That's right. And the police are like, what the hell are you up to? Mac is like, I'm doing my job. Bull. I got multiple reports of someone smashing windows in this development. And Mac is like, so what? And the police officer's like, you trying to get into the family business? I don't know what you're talking about, man. You address me as officer, young lady.
Nice,
put out the cigarette before I write you up.
Nice tad on his arm.
Yeah, he's a toughie.
I wonder if she belly dances if he flexes his muscles.
She says there's no law against her having smokes, and he says there is one against underage brats like you buying them. And he says, well, it's a good thing I got these trick-or-treating. And then Aaron pipes up, I've been with Mackenzie all night, officer. She hasn't done anything wrong. So he backs down, and he says, sooner or later. Sooner or later what? She shouts at him as he drives off.
Mm-hmm.
The police know you by name? Yeah, I guess so. So what do cigarettes taste like anyway? She's being led down the garden path. But before she can take one of the evil sticks and put it in her mouth, the walkie-talkie crackles into life. Mackenzie, help up. And KJ answers it, and they kind of get the idea that on the corner of Locust and Ash and where, ooh, stop, she shouts, don't touch her aisle, and then it all crackles out. And Aaron's like, okay, I know a shortcut, come on. So clearly there's trouble in the paper route.
Yeah, about his freaky ninja dudes.
Well, perhaps. Perhaps. They get over there, and did I skip a page? Nope.
No.
They get over there, and they find poor old Tiffany's on the ground. She's got a skinned knee, and KJ's shouting after some dudes, you're real brave, tough guys. And, they were jumped by three guys in bad ghost costumes, and they grab Tiffany's other walkie. And Tiffany is upset. She's, like, wiping the tears out of her eyes because she had to use all her Christmas tips to finally afford a second one. Months of riding around in the freezing cold. All that money's down the drain. And Aaron's like, was it the same jerks who stopped me? Nope. These guys were speaking Spanish or something. We'll go with the or something.
Yeah, because she's taken Tiffany. Yeah. Yeah. I've taken 3 years of Spanish.
Yeah, they were not speaking Spanish. Alrighty, so KJ's like, who cares where these losers come from? They're not getting away with this. And Aaron says that Mrs. Drobneck over at Acorn's usually up. We can ask her to call the police for us. And Mac's like, the same cops that think I'm a criminal? And Tiffany says, yeah, Stony PD is the worst. I tried to report this weird lady following me in her station wagon one time, and the 911 operator just told me to call back when I had an actual emergency. Ooh, can you imagine that in these days?
No.
Ooh-wee.
There would be 17 police cars out by then.
No kidding. Amber alerts everywhere.
Yeah, well.
Different time.
Yep, that's true.
Mm-hmm. You could wander down the streets.
I was a lot younger. I almost got kidnapped once.
Ooh. There's a story there.
Yeah, well, it's not a big story, but two guys tried to give us a ride, and the friend I was with took off running, and they sped off.
Ooh.
The guy actually got out of the car.
You were lucky.
Yes, I was. Very lucky.
Ooh. Alrighty.
All right, moving on.
So the paper girls are going to take matters into their own hands. They are coming. They're following the walkie-talkie. And Mac turns hers on, and she says, hey, whichever dumb fucks just robbed our friend, if you can hear this, get ready, because we're coming to get our shit back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's chewing gum, and she's chewing gum and taking names.
That's right. So they're following along the trail that they think the people, the dudes went. And they think maybe they're hiding in one of these unfinished houses. And Aaron says, my sister and I have snuck into some before. There's always, like, beer cans and stuff left over from people partying. And Tiffany shoots her flashlight over on an open window and says, check it out. And they climb in through the window. And once they get in, they're like, oh, what's that stench? It smells like month-old barf in here.
Oh, I was going to say, sorry, I had a big breakfast.
And as they're climbing in, they can hear something. Like, how? Anyone hear that hum? Like how you can tell there's a TV on in your house even if the volume's off?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they think it's coming from downstairs. And the door happens to be open. And of course, like the ladies do in all good horror movies, they decide to go down into the basement.
Do they have flashlights? Of course not.
Well, they have a flashlight.
Oh, that's right. Tiffany, I see it now.
Tiffany's their tech expert.
Yes.
Right. She's got the flashlight. She's got the walkie-talkie. So they're going down into the basement, and there is something covered in this big tarp. And they're like, the heck is that? Okay, nobody spoke like that in the 80s. That is pure Brian K. Vaughan. They would have said,
dickweed?
What the heck is that?
They would have said what, yes. Absolutely, they would have prefaced it with a what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Leaving the what off is just total modern speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even modern speak. Who speaks like that? Who doesn't say the what in the what the heck?
I don't know. Seems like I've heard
Brian
it.
Michael Bendis.
Whoa. Oh. Sorry. I was going forward.
Alrighty. Anyway. They get into the basement and they decide.
Oh, wait. Hold it. Caleb dropped again.
What?
It's really weird.
Yeah. And then when you dropped, the recording stopped.
Yeah, I'm the power.
You control
and then it's
it.
Back in. Okay, so where are we? We were.
I control the horizontal and the vertical.
We were talking about the dropping of the what on the heck is that? Yeah, I don't think anybody would have talked like that.
They don't.
There's a tarp.
Yes,
so there's a tarp.
There's a tarp.
A tarp covering a something. So they go down and they decide to pull the tarp off, a sheet, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they're touching it and they say, oh, it feels like skin. And Max like, Tiffany, wait. And she's like, flesh sheet? That's some Texas chainsaw bullshit. That's so true.
Yep. Wow.
And Aaron says, flesh.
Yeah, it's not really skin, but it's not a sheet either. It's connected to this thing, like a parachute. And they pull it off, and there's like a, I don't even know how you describe it. It's like a Dalek.
Looks like there's a brain in there, doesn't it?
Kind of like a brain inside a garbage can, but really...
It looks like one of those Apollo command modules, but it's all futuristic looking with organic material peeking out in certain holes.
Yeah.
Looks like Mobius drew it.
Yes, that's good. That's very good.
That's true, and... KJ's like, huh, looks like modern art?
Mm-hmm.
And Tiffany's like, yeah, it's terrible. And they don't even know where the hell it came from.
Well, there's wares back. Good.
Aaron says right away it's from outer space. And they're like, shut up. I'm not kidding. This thing looks a lot like an old Apollo capsule. Ooh, look
there
at
it
you.
Is, Chris.
Yep. Thought so.
I thought NASA was just using shuttles these days. They are, but maybe this thing came from Russia or something. Or something? Aaron, what if it's alien? And there's a beat, and they look at it, and KJ's like, oh, come on, you dummies. You seriously don't realize what this is? Am I the only one who actually reads the things we deliver? And Max like, what are you talking about? This is the 50th anniversary of the War of the Worlds.
I was reading ahead.
TV show? It was a TV show? We had a TV show in the 80s? Really?
Did. Yeah.
Kind of lasted long.
Did not know that.
It wasn't that good, but...
That's why we don't know it, because it was canceled.
Yeah. Oh, there's and... a movie. That might be what she's talking about. It might be in syndication by then. There was a movie in the 50s.
Well,
late
50s, yes.
Early 60s. That's the thing I could think of.
And it was on the radio long before that.
Yes, it was.
The actor named, like, Orville Wright.
Yeah, I know. I love it. That's what I was reading.
Tried to trick everyone into believing there was a real alien invasion going on, and the whole country freaked out. This is obviously just a ripoff of that hoax. The guys who took Tiff's walkie-talkie wanted us to come here and find this stupid prop they built in shop class, and she starts knocking on it. Yes. Why? Well, because we work for the newspaper. These dorks figured we'd tell the preserver that we found E.T.'s ships and help get them on TV's bloopers and practical whatever. And Mac is like, but how'd they even get it down here? There's no way that thing could fit through the...
Oh, my.
And then there's a big humming sound, and everyone hears it, and it's definitely getting... And there's, like, a big flash, and, like, the girls are all X-rayed. And then...
And by the way, then, there was a War of the Worlds TV show.
Really?
Huh.
Two seasons. So.
Two seasons.
Wow. I missed it when I searched for it. Weird.
I did not know that.
So the X-rayed.
Yeeks. Yeah, they're X-rayed, and the girls all seem okay. Mac asks if everyone's okay, and Tiffany says no. And what happened to my... Her walkie-talkie has stopped working.
Flashlight.
Oh, her flashlight has stopped working. Oh, yeah. It's a flashlight. You're good with the details.
I'll be damned.
I'm trying. Even if my Skype key's dropping, I'll pay attention.
The noise gets louder and louder, and then the street lamp outside explodes, and everything's dark, and the girls are like, we're out of here. They just start running out. And they figure the thing is going to explode. And once they're outside...
Son of a bitch. There it is.
I know. They look up at the sky, and the sky is all, like, purple-colored, and the stars are super bright, and everybody's power in Cleveland's been knocked out. Hmm. And KJ's like, why would Mars want to blow up a basement in Cleveland? But it's like a beautiful night sky, and none of them have ever seen that many stars. And it could just be that everything looks brighter when it's pitch black, says KJ, you know. But Aaron is like, no way, the constellations have never looked like that, not even when I've been camping. And that's when Tiffany lets them know that the guys who took her walkie-talkie are at the end of the street. And so the girls are like, hey, they shout at them. And they are ready to take business.
Boy, they're ballsy.
Yeah.
Going after adults, you know, adult-sized.
Totally, adult-sized adults. KJ's got her hockey stick or baseball bat out.
Yeah, she's going Casey Jones on them.
I know, she's ready to do some business.
They're the Ninja Turtles.
Cage, wait, they say, and then the aliens start talking alien language, and they start running up in three different directions.
Yeah, it's translated from Pakistani.
Maybe. Why are you doing this? Just give us back our... And they hit her, and she goes down.
Uh-oh.
I know. And that just turns Mac on. She's like, you son of a bitch. And she jumps at the alien and grabs his face mask. You hit a girl, I'm going to rip your eyes out of your... And once she rips off his mask...
Oh, I know what the deal is now.
It's like a mutant zombie ugly face dude with, like, circuitry all over his head and bad hair and bad teeth.
Oh, he's from England.
That was it. He's speaking British.
Oh, my bad. Very thick Cockney accent.
Oh, he's just so ugly. Ugh. Anyway, he starts strangling Mac. And speaking, you know, alien. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron comes up and says, you put her...
Oh, she got a knife.
Well, she does, but we don't have to worry about that because...
She'll cut you!
Tiffany just clonked him with the field hockey stick.
With KJ's hockey stick, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Flonks him on the head. And he's complaining. He's like, ouch, my poor head. Mm-hmm. Why you gotta be so mean?
Why you gotta do off, me that way, man?
Right, off he runs, and KJ is just throwing up, or Mac is, I guess. Mac is throwing up because, you know, that's what happens when you get strangled.
He might have done something to her too.
Maybe. She's like, what's happening? What's happening?
Kind of brain power.
Mm-hmm. Aaron says, nah, she's just in shock. But you saved her life.
Oh, now I got
it. Whatever that noise is, that's what scared it off. And look, that thing dropped something. What is it? Seems like a compact. Got some kind of weird symbol on the back. It's not a symbol. It's an apple. And she's holding up like a square little iPod. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. So are they aliens? Are they from the future?
I'm thinking that.
Did we ever have square iPods? I don't think we did.
Yeah, we did. They didn't have the big apple symbol on them, but yeah, we did.
Yep.
They were little, little nanos.
Yeah, I remember them.
I don't remember them being quite that big, but again, we don't know when these people came
from the future.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay,
so there
I'm
we go.
Intrigued.
It's like an extra double-sized first issue, which is the way to do it. Really, like,
absolutely.
Pack a lot of story in there, get the people's interest, and then they'll come back for more.
The art is amazing. I mean, honestly, Cliff Chang was easily half the draw of that Wonder Woman run, and
it's so good to
see him on another quality book.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to read the rest of it because I'm a big time travel guy.
It's only up to number four at this point.
It's up to four, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Each issue is totally, I'm not gonna say totally different, but it turns the story.
Oh, really?
Every issue you get something new and you think, oh, it's going this way, and then it goes another direction, and then it goes another direction, and then it goes another direction again.
I hope he doesn't lose his focus like he has on Saga. Saga, he seems to have spread himself a little thin with the number of characters. There's like 16, 17 characters to focus on in Saga. I'm hoping he stays a little more focused with this.
Hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
I like what
he's
done so far. I like he's kept it. I get the sense that he knows where the story's going so far.
That makes sense. Yeah, I like that. That was really good.
It is good.
But
and
then
it's
he
got
also
a cool
has,
look.
And then he also has the pompous letters page like he does in Saga.
Yes. It's not quite as terrible as the Saga's letter page, but
I didn't even start reading it. So
in this one, he'll at least let you I think he'll let you email things, maybe not. Anyway, the letter column is written from as if it were as if you were a member of the American Newspaper Delivery Guild. So it's like Petey Roy, the paper boy, is answering the questions of all these mail delivery people that are, newspaper deliverers that are mailing in questions and stuff. I mean, it's cheesy, but it's on point, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
It's, wow. Yeah, because I mean, it's like focused on at least paper delivery stuff and kind of focused on the comic, whereas the Saga letter column is usually just, oh, dude, you rock. Ooh, we love you. We're naming our babies after you.
If we're gonna spend $7,000 to build a costume that resembles one of your freaky characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
This one's a little more paperboyish.
I like this. This is good.
It is good.
I've always
the
liked
covers
his
are
art.
Cool. You can always see it when it's on, like, on display. You got that brilliant bright
yellow,
color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so far, I haven't read issue 4 yet, but at least up through issue 3, we're still on the same night. I mean, this is all.
Oh, that's a long game there, dude.
Yeah.
Has happened on that night.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's a lot that starts to get revealed in issue 2 and then issue 3. You're right. If you've ever seen like the dome, that Stephen King show, The Dome.
Under the Dome.
Or any of those other shows that the meteor explodes and things change for the whole world, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, things definitely change. You'll see that in issue two.
Oh, cool.
Take the time, Chris, or anybody listening to this.
Yeah, no, I'm going to check it out for sure.
It's funny. The guy who recommended this series to me is a guy I turned on to comic books. I was pushing all those the best of the best graphic novels and collections, and mm-hmm. I like Chris, I hadn't heard of this when it started, Murray, but then I'm anxiously awaiting each issue.
Well, yeah, the cover looked familiar for some reason. I don't know why, but
it was probably featured on CBR or Newsarama or something.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Or Facebook. I don't know. I don't know if I haven't seen Cliff Chang or Brian K. Vaughan all over Facebook, but I'm sure mm-hmm. someone else posted it out there.
I don't barely ever do any kind of comic book news anymore. I get it in my feeds, but I don't really read it. I just, you know, it's weird.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I really just read Bleeding Cool.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't have known about that cool Suicide Squad trailer. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they got the first volume of the trade out of this. I'm going to have to buy it. Only $9.99. How many issues, I wonder? 144 pages, not very many, I would imagine. Yeah, I'm gonna put that in your wish list. It's not out yet. It's not out till April.
No, because they would have to collect at least an arc and up through, and only issue 4 is out, and I don't think that even finishes the first arc.
Yeah, it says issues 1 through 5.
There you go.
Okay. You know
that Image Comics, they know how to market.
I'm just gonna pre-order that sucker right now.
Good plan.
There we go.
Please note, this is Image Comics for those who are keeping score.
Yes, yes. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. I believe I will enjoy that when the time comes. All right. Speaking of Bleeding Cool and crap, did you all see that picture that Jeff Johns put it on his Instagram as well? The rebirth with the curtains pulled. They're going to freaking reboot the universe again.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. We'll see. It's way too soon.
Did the convergence. It's way too soon.
Well, the thing that I read was all the original New 52 titles that made it, or they're going to let it go to the 52nd issue, and then the next month they're going to restart them. That's just what I read. I don't remember who initiated it or whatever, but so yeah,
we'll see if they go the number one route.
I think it's Rich Johnson looking for clickbait personally, but
he would never do anything like that, would he?
Never.
No, sir, he would not, would he?
No.
Well, I appreciate you guys indulging me on this.
No, that's cool, man. I just been busy, didn't have any time to pick anything, so yeah, this is great.
It was
In my other suggestion, the Earth 2 series has taken a turn for the better with Dan Abnett is now writing it. So
cool.
If you're interested in revisiting the Earth 2 characters, they finally have a writer. They finally have a writer who understands the concept.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I read that issue. It was like 30% lighter in tone than it has been for a long, long time.
I really hated that. The first couple of ones I read, I just stopped.
Oh, I had stopped too, but then I saw Abnett was coming on board, and he's
I hadn't heard that.
Number 8, I think number 8 was his first one. So
I think so too.
All right, then I'll have to check that out.
Yes, you will.
Once my computer has been repaired.
Okay.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I got to go.
All right. I got to go too.
Alrighty.
Literally got to go.
Guys have a great week. Go do your clothes. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I just closed. Okay, as usual, you can I just went totally blank. You can send us an email at podcast@tellsfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think. Or you can join us on a Facebook page. We've been getting a steady stream one every couple of, weeks, something like that. People joining us there and talking about stuff. They're actually legitimate people, too, not people trying to sell Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Racist Ray-Ban sunglasses?
No, just Ray-Ban. Just Ray-Ban sunglasses, dude.
They all have Confederate flags on them.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, sure, why not? Or you can join or you can post on the actual episodes, because we do have a comment section on there, though. You know, there's downloads, but nobody ever comments. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. There's people out there listening. I know you're downloading them.
What?
Talk to us. Damn it. Anyway, that's about it. Whoa, what the hell?
It's train time. We live by a railroad.
Okay.
It's time to go to make-believe land, according to Mr. Rogers over there.
Oh, okay. Good deal. then on that case, we are out.